Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovex here, and Mishnah Yomi for Erev Pesach is in Chapter 7 of Eduyot, Mishnayot 2 and 3. Bezrat Hashem, please God, I try to get the recordings up in advance for those who will be celebrating Pesach, and here in Golot, the second day of Pesach as well. God willing, we'll have it all in advance, Yemir Hashem. Okay, Chapter 7, Mishnah 2. Heid Rabbi Tzadok al Tzir Chagovim Tmeim Shehu Tahor. Rabbi Tzadok testified to the yeshiva that brine, tzir is brine, like the juice from hagavim, grasshoppers, tmeim, not kosher grasshoppers, was tahor. Now what they used to do is they used to put grasshoppers in jars and put a bunch of salt on them. And when you pickle things like this, sometimes a little bit of brine, a little bit of juice, lachlukis, kind of oozes out. So he was saying this isn't even considered to be a bodily fluid or a juice from these grasshoppers. It's just a little moisture through the salting process, and it is actually edible because it has nothing to really do with the taste of these non-kosher bugs. Shemishna Rishona, because the original version of this halacha was Hagavim Tmeim, they had impure, unkosher grasshoppers, Shenich Bashim Hagavim Tahrim, that were pickled in the same jar with perfectly good kosher grasshoppers. Now, nowadays, very few people know the exact simanim to identify kosher grasshoppers. It's very complicated, so please consult a local Orthodox expert in grasshopper identification before attempting to consume pickled grasshoppers. So anyway, the original teaching was if you had kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers, you know, the non-kosher ones accidentally hopped in the jar while you're pickling the kosher ones, lo paslu tziran. Then the brine that oozed out of them during the pickling process, we said that was okay, it was kosher, and the idea was it was kosher because most of the brine in there was probably from the kosher grasshoppers. Now what Rabbi Tzadok is adding is the liquid that's coming out even from the non-kosher grasshoppers is not a kashrus problem because it's not actually associated with the non-kosher grasshoppers bichlal. So it could actually be consumed even by itself, even when not mixed with kosher grasshopper brine. Mishnah Gimel, hey Rabbi Tzadok al Zochalin, Sherabu al Notfin. Now we're talking about mikvahot. And by a mikvah, there are two kinds. There's a rainwater mikvah, where the rainwater has been gathered into a pool, and that has to be 40 seah of standing water, and the rainwater has to not flow through any kalim on its way to get to this pool, to this basin. That's the normal mikvah that we know and love. We'll talk all about this in Masechet Mikvah, but there's another kind of mikvah called zochlin, called flowing water, like spring water that's bubbling out of the ground. And we actually need spring water for certain things like the mechatas, the para aduma water, and for a zav and a zava, and it has an advantage that you could be tovel there even if there's not 40 seya, even if it doesn't have that size in the exact place, because it's connected to a bubbling spring, it's as if it's all there. So in this halacha, Rabbi Tzadok is telling us we had zochalin, we have flowing water, spring water, what the Torah calls mayim hayim, living waters. And then sherabu olanotvim, and there's more of that than there are trickling water, which means rainwater, which has been diverted into this place, shehem kisherim, that this water is still kosher to be used whenever spring water, mayim chayim, is required. So even though there's some rainwater mixed in with the majority of mayim chayim, of flowing spring water, it's still considered spring water. You can use it for all of your spring water purposes. And they even bring a maise, a real event, haya babira, Tapilya, a place called Bira Tapilya, they had an event like this where there was a spring and then there was also runoff from the rain, and they were worried maybe we can't use this as a halachic spring anymore for our zav and our zav and our mechatas, etc. And the chachamim said no, it's still considered spring water. Because again, the majority of mayim chayim, of spring water, overwhelms the rainwater that was added to it. Yishar kochachem, chag kasher v'sameach, Shabbat shalom.